ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This COVID surge keeps setting records.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We need to know what the national plan is moving forward.
Congressman James Comer and other Republicans want to question the president's COVID team as cases soar, nearly 1.5 million yesterday alone, a daily record. Hospitalizations also hit all-time highs.
He promised America that COVID would be over with by Christmas. He promised America that we would have an abundance of testing kits.
Now, the White House says starting Saturday, private health insurers will have to cover the costs of at-home test kits, saying more of those will be available soon. The CDC director and Biden COVID advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, will testify about this COVID surge at a Senate hearing later this morning. At another hearing, the Federal Reserve chairman plans to tell senators American families are being hurt by rising inflation. Now, there are a lot of COVID ripple effects, and here is another: blood shortages. Fox's Evan Brown following this live.
Yeah, Dave, the Red Cross now says their supply of donated blood is critically low. So low, they say, they actually have less than a full day's supply of some blood types. They're blaming this on a couple of things, but mostly COVID-19 impacting both the number of people coming to donate and their own staffing levels. Blood donation is down 34% from a year ago. The Red Cross warns a shortage such as this means the supply to hospitals would be rationed and some patients might not get what they need, Dave.
Evan, Chicago teachers have a deal to get back to school with classes set to resume tomorrow.
It was not an agreement that had everything. It's not a perfect agreement, but it's something that we can hold our heads up about.
Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey, it includes new COVID protocols. Georgia fans were up late celebrating a college football championship.
Georgia on the mountaintop.
That's the final call on ESPN. Georgia beat Alabama for the title 33-18.
National champions.
That hasn't happened for Georgia since 1980. America's listening to Fox News.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
President Biden will go to Georgia today to push for federal election reform.
Vice President Harris is accompanying the president to the state that has become the epicenter in the voting rights battle after they passed a state election reform law last year the Democrats say impedes voting. But a coalition of civil rights groups in Georgia announced yesterday they're skipping the president's visit because he's coming without a clear plan to pass the legislation.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Republicans oppose the plans as an attempt to federalize elections. Democrats will try to change Senate filibuster rules to get around a GOP block, but a few moderates, including Joe Manchin, may not go along with that. He's the Democrat who has thwarted the president's nearly $2 trillion social spending plan as too costly. Republicans have filed suit over a New York City election law.
The law would allow more than 800,000 non-citizens and dreamers in New York City to vote in local elections. They still cannot vote for president or members of Congress in federal races or in state elections. City Council passed the bill last month. The mayor, Eric Adams, allowed it to become law without a signature on Sunday. Republicans say it violates the state constitution, which says every citizen shall be entitled to vote. The GOP also argues it violates state election law, which says a person must be a citizen of the country to vote. Supporters say it gives a voice to many New Yorkers who've made the city their permanent home and pay taxes there. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
More than a month after Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of murder in Wisconsin, claiming self-defense in the killing of protesters during a 2020 riot, the guy who bought
bought him the gun he used was in court.
20-year-old Dominic Black's attorney says his client's happy to have the nightmare behind him after a Kenosha County judge accepts a plea deal in which Black pays a $2,000 fine and two felony counts against him are dropped. Black purchased the gun for Rittenhouse in 2020, months before the deadly shootings during the Kenosha riot.
So that's Fox's Jeff Manasso on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Urbana Middle School temporarily pausing in-person learning due to the high number of confirmed staff absences for Monday and today. School officials said 32 staff members unable to attend in-person learning for a few reasons, including COVID-related issues. Annual Champaign County Area Restaurant Week presented by Visit Champaign County returning for its sixth year this year with both in-person and takeout options available. 9-day celebration of an award-winning culinary scene will be held from January 28th to February 5th with options for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. The event encourages residents and visitors to discover new restaurants. Pregnant women in Illinois can now apply for a handicap parking pass. Bill passed last year allows for pregnant women in their third trimester to apply for a handicap decal for their car through the Illinois Secretary of State's office. Now that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. Weather brought to you this morning by Carl.
And Carl has the ability to work with families to help them plan for the future and ensure a detailed care plan is in place for loved ones. You can find out more at carl.org/ACP Advanced Care Planning.
Greg Sawyer, meteorologist. Yo.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you on this January 11, my friend?
I am doing well, even better tomorrow, because tomorrow morning, sunrise starts the process of rising earlier by 1 minute. Okay. 7:15 today, 7:14 tomorrow.
Let's go. Here we go, solstice. Here comes the solstice. I see it. Yeah.
No, I mean the equinox first. Oh, and of course, you know, the equinox, you got to let it in, right? Yeah. Boom. Psh.
It just went over my head, but that's fine.
Okay,
we're tilting. We're tilting. We're tilting to the sun. Greg Sawyer, it's a cold January morning. What do you got?
Yeah, well, not quite tilting in the right direction for now because it's cold out there. 9 at Willard and Savoy, 8 at Rantoul, 9 at Danville, 7 at Bloomington Normal, but they're close to 20 at St. Louis, single digits out towards Indianapolis. And so it is what it is. And one of these days where I hate people talking about, well, it's going to get warmer today. Well, yeah, temps are going to come up, 35 with sunshine, but there'll be a 30 and 35 mile an hour south wind later this morning and more so this afternoon. So that sort of negates the warmer feel, in quotes, if you will. But we're making headway on temps today, bottoming out tonight across the air to around 26, and then readings will begin to climb after midnight. Not a bad day's worth weather both tomorrow and Thursday. A couple little weak disturbances will come on by. Some passing clouds should top 40 tomorrow. That'll start a little bit of a thaw around here on a west-southwesterly wind. That, too, will be gusty. 20s tomorrow night and somewhere about 36, 37 degrees, and maybe even dropping a bit further on Thursday with maybe a flurry in the morning and a sprinkle in the afternoon. But then comes the Friday and Saturday weekend time frame, and there may be the weather system to contend with that generates our first real organized snow. Nothing big, mind you, but maybe an inch to 3 in snow after some snow, sleet, rain late Friday. That'll shift over to snow Friday night into Saturday morning, and enough to lightly scoop away. We won't get out of the 20s here for high temperatures over the weekend. Sets the stage, by the way, for a bunch of clipper systems reinforcing cold air, and that weather pattern is going to take a look and feel of a lot more wintertime around here the second half of this month of January. For Steve TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Oh, yeah.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah, he's a political analyst. He's Allendale Capital's co-founder, chairman. He is our friend George C., a seventh-generation Texan. You the man, George. How are you?
Well, good morning. It's always great to be with y'all, and let the snow get you down. It'll come and go pretty fast. So we'll get through this winter. We'll get through Omicron, and it'll be sunny skies here before we know it.
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for hope, George C. We're looking for hope, man.
We're gonna get it.
Okay, I don't think I've had you on since I've posed this question to many smart people. What in the Joe Biden administration is working?
You know, I'm tempted to just laugh for a minute or two and if I didn't want to cry so much for the country. I really can't. I'm embarrassed that I can't say anything. There's nothing in foreign policy. There's nothing in fiscal policy. There's nothing in vaccine policy. There's nothing in tax policy. I mean, it's depressing. It really is. And for all those people who think that qualifying you for public office means you've been a career politician who's been in office for decades, Joe Biden is Exhibit A. That's just not true. You cannot judge someone's capability by how long they've been in government. In fact, you could probably take that as a contrary indicator instead of an indicator they're well qualified to lead you with excellence. We're not being led with excellence. You can throw a lot of darts at Trump and how he conducted himself, but you can also argue that we've traded down in terms of the type of leadership we're getting and the type of policymaking we're giving. And I think the midterms are going to be a flush out. How bad they're going to be, I don't know. And I think that's why this SALT policy has been abandoned by the Democrats, because I don't think they're embarrassed at the hypocrisy of it, because it's so dadgum hypocritical, it's crazy. But I don't think they're embarrassed by anything anymore. I think they're abandoning it because they're throwing their weakest policy ideas over the side to try to prevent them from being completely shipwrecked in 2022.
All right, Joe Manchin has turned into a pretty critical figure. I'll admit, I did not think he'd hold the line to this point. Will he continue to hold the line for common sense?
Well, I think for the most part, I would not pledge your eternal resting place in salvation on Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema. But I do think he's a legitimate patriot, and I do think he loves his country, and I do think he's going to say no to stupid stuff. But if you think that he and Sinema, that were one or two votes away from catastrophe in terms of the debt spiraling out of control, federal deficits throughout our lifetimes, a default on the federal debt someday, and policies that favor big government, Orwellian oppression of us the rest of our lives, that's a little scary that we're that close. And we need to take back the House real quick for conservatives so we get a way to block everything. The Senate, hopefully, Republicans take back too, but that's going to be a lot harder.
Yeah. Okay, so I think Republicans are better than Democrats from the standpoint of policy by a long shot when the far left is dragging the Democrats, and some of my good Democratic friends don't like it, but they're being dragged far, far left to where it's to the point of saying this is really too far. A lot of Democrats are saying this is too far. Are we correcting? Do you think, George, that we are going to say enough's enough with the defund police, some of the nonsense that's going on out there?
Well, see, that's what I think is scary. I don't think there's a lot of Democrats who think it's too far. I think it's a handful.
Really?
And wow. I think we're on the razor's edge. I really do. I think you'd be hard pressed to find 15 to 20 people in the House and more than two in the Senate who think they've gone too far. The rest have been cowed into following the party line by Pelosi and all the bullies on the left.
George, hold on. You really believe over 200 Democrats in the House of Representatives are buying into AOC?
Yeah, they vote that way all the time.
With a beer at a tavern where nobody's watching, they got to say, this is crazy. We're going to lose.
That's not how they're voting. Hmm. That's not how they're voting. See, that's the problem. How people vote is all that matters. What they say in private and railing about it behind the scenes doesn't do anybody any good. If crazy policies get through the House and Senate, we've got to live with them. And we're on the razor's edge of that. So I can't wait for the midterm elections. We're going to get some rationality, and the really crazy stuff will be effectively blocked until we have a presidential election in 2024.
Wow. That's a long way. So you're going to have, who's... Do you notice that Hillary Clinton's popping up a little more, George? I mean, is that their best... what do I say? Is that their best?
Well, that's the problem I have with career politicians, is they just never lose their addiction and they never want to stop running. And she's still desperate to be president, and she thinks that Biden's fading and she might be able to put herself up as the person who beat Trump in 2016 and is going to beat him again in 2024, although the results are going to prove that up this time. I mean, these folks are delusional, and it's like Evander Holyfield or Mike Tyson. It's like a prize fighter that just doesn't know when it's time to quit.
But if you say Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton, I think Hillary's the best of the three. What?
I do too. If I had to vote for one of those three, I'd vote for her all day long. I know you would at least get competent far left government out of her. It's crazy.
Well, maybe
we live in crazy times.
Hey, listen, Joe Rogan says Michelle Obama, and if that's the case, why not The Rock or Tom Hanks? I mean, wow.
Yeah, our politics are getting unserious. Michelle Obama's never run anything, and she's saying she was the one who said the first time she's proud of her country is when her husband got elected president. Right. I mean, but the scary thing is I think she'd win. She's so popular. It'd be like voting for Oprah.
Well, I was going to say, Oprah could win easily, so where does that take us? You know, it's no longer General Eisenhower running for president after World War II. These are just popular people in People magazine. That's what we're doing.
We're not a serious people anymore, and we need to change it pronto, but if you look at the evidence, there's not compelling evidence there that we are going to change it. Wow. So, you know, that's interesting for the future.
George C., how do people reach you, my friend?
Thanks for asking. So the easiest way to find me would be to Google on the internet, See the Future, S-E-A-Y, The Future. I've got a podcast, and I've had wonderful guests that y'all listening would love, and I hope you'll tune in and you can find me through that in lots of various ways. So thanks for having me on. I love this program.
Love having you, George. George C., S-E-A-Y, from Texas, ESPN 93.5. All right, sports headlines, 7:16, Diane Ducey.
Georgia beat Alabama. The final was 33-18. Did you see any of the game?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing. No, it was quite a game and high-level stuff, and I thought Georgia would win. I also thought it'd be over 52 points, and it was 51 points.
Right.
So missed the over. Anyway, it was really entertaining, high level stuff, great teams, and Georgia beat. You know that Nick Saban never lost to an Alabama assistant of his that has gone on. There've been a number of them that finally somebody beat Nick Saban from his own staff, and Kirby Smart was part of his staff for like 10 years.
I see.
So lots of background there. Anyway, Georgia wins as the national champion.
Yeah, the first title in 41 years for the Bulldogs, from what I understand.
Nobody remembers Herschel Walker, but that was the last guy. Nobody could tackle Herschel Walker. They were unbelievable back then.
Okay.
And Vince Dooley, the coach then, was there last night. He's a very old man, but he was there.
Okay. Well, the Illini made the top 25. We are number 25, and we are gearing up to take on Nebraska with a 7:30 tip in Lincoln. So there you have it.
Yep.
Let's go, Illini.
Yeah, we'll see if we can beat Nebraska. Problem with these kind of games is that it's on the road. They're always tough. Well, this is a game we can't lose. We got to beat Nebraska.
That's right.
Like, oh, they're pretty good. I know. Well, you got to win this one. Team's already there. They got there last night. So let's go, Illini, 7:30 tonight. We'll take on Nebraska.
That's right. We'll hear from Coach Underwood a little later. Yeah, Celtics stuff. Over the Pacers in overtime. We had Charlotte over Milwaukee, the Detroit Pistons, and the Chicago Bulls in action tonight. Of course, late in our show yesterday, Matt Nagy, who was Coach of the Year in 2018 when he started in his first season with the Bears, was let go along with the GM, Ryan Pace.
Yep, there'll be a lot of new coaches in the NFL next year, at least six right now, could be up to eight. Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District at urbanaparks.org.
Keep in mind, if you want one of those FlexiPasses, you can experience the yoga and the fitness classes and the aqua aerobics and kind of explore your options. Visit urbanaparks.org and find out more details.
Got a good Stever standby for this cold weather, perfect for today.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana, East Central Illinois and vicinity. Cold one to start, but moderation later today, but a bit wind-blown, so shelter accordingly. A couple of fast-moving troughs, little if any organized moisture anticipated. Matter of fact, through the middle part of the week, a little bit of an uptick on temperature readings. Next significant system will come out of the southern plains, race up the Ohio. That's usually a pretty favorable setup for mixed moisture over to snow. We'll keep an eye on that between Friday and Saturday. Then winds will shift in up a lot from the north and northwest, and a series of clipper systems on the move for next week. That means a little more snowier and certainly a colder weather pattern. Here comes January over the second half of the month, weather-wise accordingly. But in the meantime, enjoy the sunshine. Stiff south wind, though, 15 to 25, and gusty as the day wears on, up to 35. Not so cold tonight, 26, and rising temperatures after midnight with a fair sky. Breezy turning colder late in the day tomorrow, but not before partly sunny skies and 42-degree readings falling a bit later in the afternoon. A couple of sprinkles and snowflakes for the day on Friday, partly sunny and 38. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, we're going to check the very latest from Fox Business Minute. We'll do that coming up here in just a moment. Stand by.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Small business owners are reporting inflation as their top problem. The National Federation of Independent Business survey was taken in December. It's the first time since 1981 inflation was cited as the largest concern, cited by 22% of those surveyed. Also, nearly half said they could not fill open jobs despite higher pay. Volkswagen is predicting inflation will ease later this year, but forecasts no significant improvement in the chip shortage that has cut production for automakers around the world. VW's chief financial officer, Arno Antlitz, says the company's dealing with higher prices by cost-cutting. And Turo, a company that allows car owners to rent out their vehicles, is preparing to go public. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Kane, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Let's talk Nate Evans, Nate Evans Group Real Estate. Rhonda had built her dream home, needed to sell her Southwest Champaign home. She listed it with another agent. After 114 days of not selling, no feedback, no advice except what you'd guess. We need to drop the price. Nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
Rhonda called Nate Evans. What a difference. Nate got it sold quickly for top dollar of $652,000. How'd he do that? Now, Rhonda can fully enjoy her new home she just built.
Most agents start marketing after you list with them. Nate and his team marketing long before he even meets the potential seller. That's why he has buyers lined up as soon as the home gets listed. So you might have your home sold already, get great results, and that means more money for you. Nate Evans with EXP Realty, getting you that immediate cash offer, offering flexible fees, helping you sell your home for the most money possible. A friend you can trust in the business. He also has this partnership with Zillow. I mean, a lot of eyes looking at your property. Talk about your timeline. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. Google Nate Evans Group. Start packing.
Even on the most perfect day, the unexpected can happen. Watch out for the garage
door.
But with just one call to Banco Overhead Door, your problems will be a thing of the past. Trust their licensed professionals to fix your garage door right the first time. Reach out to 217-590-4085. Find out more at bankodoor.com. That's BANKCO door.com. Banco Overhead Door, getting both you and your garage door back on track.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne. Off Burwash and Savoy or online at sarahchampagne.com.
Yep, January 11, chilly, 9 above zero, 9 mm-hmm. above. Going to get windy, so that 35 is going to feel a little colder unless you're in your car. Then you're out of the wind and you have radiational heating.
That's right.
So, Okay, so Michigan was supposed to play Purdue tonight.
That's right.
And they were supposed to play Michigan State last Saturday. And then they're supposed to play Illinois Friday.
We know how that goes.
Well, they're in a COVID thing, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But here's the problem with Michigan, because their head coach, Juwan Howard, who from Illinois.
Yes.
Lou Henson really wanted him. He became part of the Fab Five, the famous Michigan team from the early 1990s. And then later we found out they were cheating. And they lost their banners and all those things came down from Chrysler Arena and all that stuff and probation for Amity, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So he was part of all that. So that makes you go, well, they wouldn't do this, right? There's no way. I'm sure they're all positive and I'm sure all that's going on because the Omicron's spreading and that. But isn't it interesting that Michigan's about to miss the Michigan State, Purdue, and Illinois games when they're not playing well?
Right.
So it's like, well, we're not feeling.
I mean.
He's not going to want to come into Champaign at 8 o'clock Friday night, is he? They haven't played. It would be exactly what Illinois was against Minnesota. We were really good. And then we weren't so good against Maryland. So there's a repercussion. There's a problem with teams not practicing.
Right.
I just don't. Can I say I just don't trust it? But it doesn't matter what I think.
Right.
I just
who knows how this will turn out.
Well, I mean, we're ready to play them Friday night. We want to play them. We got a game tonight. That's number one. You got to beat Nebraska. You got to take care of this thing.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Todd. I-74 East, traffic stopped at Muhammad.
Oh.
I-74 going east, stopped at Muhammad, so presumably an accident of some kind. You want to avoid that.
Right. We love hearing from you. 217-359-2255.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens in Michigan because we certainly want that game Friday night so we don't have to wait till Monday at 11 a.m. I got to get over that. It's not my deal. It's fine. But how many people are going to be able to go to the game Monday morning at 11?
Well, and it is the Martin Luther King holiday.
Right. But most people work. Federal workers do not. But there's a lot of us that work.
Yeah.
And so it's just difficult to. Yeah. So anyway, will we sell that out? I mean, that's part of one of the best games of the year in Champaign is the Purdue game. And I don't know. Are the students even back Monday? I don't think they are.
I don't know.
Anyway, we'll see what happens with the Michigan thing. But we want to play. We want to stay on the schedule. And it's tough. We missed that December 29 game. We had to actually cancel that one. It was a non-conference game. But
well, when it comes to Big Ten teams on the charts now, we had Michigan State at 10. Wisconsin's bumped up to 13. Ohio State 16. And again, Illinois at 25. Purdue bumped down to 7. ninth in the Big Ten.
Got some, Jeremy Warner asked Brad about the rankings.
Okay.
Because I think we're all getting, December, November, I really don't, getting a little salty about it now because there's no respect. We have a very good team, but Brad has a good response to it.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's a little bit of a chip on all of our shoulders.
Right.
Saying, fine, don't talk about me. Forget it. You guys are so good. We can't even compete. You're amazing. Just forget about it. We're 25th. Come on, man. We're 4-0 in the Big Ten. Michigan State's 4-0. We can't. Anyway, so we got that clip here coming up. All right, our Steven today, perfect cold weather. You probably need a new car battery, van battery, truck battery. Let me buy you a battery today. From Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Interstate Batteries, North Madison, Champaign. Go see my friend Mark Martinez and get a battery put in. And you'll get it put in while you're standing around. It'll take about 20 minutes.
If your car's sitting outside overnight and it's single digits in the morning like this morning, it just doesn't sound the same when you start it.
Yeah.
You can check that at Interstate Battery.
If you haven't checked out your battery in 4 years, you probably need a new one. That's what Interstate says. So what you do to win a battery from me, this is like top of the line $150 battery. I'll take care of it for you if you can get in. Go to GoSteever.com and click accept. If you're not a member, we're not sure why. It's a program where I hand you money, you spend it, and keep it. Two requirements. Want you to get in there within a week, at least get an appointment, call them up, say I got a Steever, I want to come get my new battery from you. And then you have to fill out a little survey when you're done. If you do that, you're up for the next one.
Interstate Batteries, 2504 North Mattis in Champaign. My husband was looking for some watch batteries and found them at Interstate Batteries. They have all kinds of
everything in the AA, AAA,
whatever.
CD, watch batteries,
exactly.
Alarm batteries. If they don't got it, they can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. North Mattis again. Go Stever, STEVER.com. You can join and then click accept. And then, we had to kind of expand the window because things were disappearing within 60 seconds. So now you're open all day, and then we send an email and a random select. And you can email tonight if you win one of these. So good luck to you all. It's Interstate Batteries, GoStever.com, click accept, and good luck.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Foster. In a speech today in Atlanta with Vice President Harris, President Biden is expected to call for Senate rules changes to pass voting rights legislation.
The president is expected to echo the theme of his January 6th address on American democracy as the White House makes a renewed push to get voting rights legislation through Congress. The president and vice president will also lay a wreath at the crypt of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Mrs. Coretta Scott King, as well as make a visit to the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. California Governor Gavin Newsom's budget plan includes health care for all low-income Californians.
Governor Gavin Newsom believes universal access to health care is a fundamental right, regardless of immigration status.
We said we're going to do it. We said it would take a few years. We're committed to doing it.
California would become the first state to provide health care to all illegal immigrants.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. California already covers undocumented young adults. Some other states cover children or prenatal care. America's listening to Fox News.
We have an accident at I-74, would you say, near Prospect?
That's right. And just before Prospect Avenue on Interstate I-74 headed east, that's why the traffic is backed up. They're diverting traffic to 57 North to reroute everybody. So just take note, in Champaign, I-74, 57, 72, all of that is going to be clogged up today with this accident just before Prospect Avenue on Interstate 74 headed east.
Again, text us if you know more or you want to reach us at all today, 217-359-2255.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. CDC now recommends booster shots for kids between the ages of 12 and 17. As more people become infected with the coronavirus, teens can now receive the Pfizer booster shot 5 months after receiving their initial series. Champaign-Urbana Public Health District's director said it's important for this age group to have full protection against COVID. Running water is something many of us take for granted. Villa Grove experienced a water main break and it shut down their water plant in town. Officials say the problem deep underground, but worse than that, it's directly under a part of Route 130, the main highway through town. Pregnant women in the state of Illinois can now apply for a handicap parking pass. Bill passed last year allows for pregnant women in their third trimester to apply for a handicap decal for their car through the Illinois Secretary of State's office. Urbana Middle School temporarily pausing in-person learning. That's due to the high number of confirmed staff absences for Monday and today. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Good-looking day on tap for the day today, as long as you're on the proper side of the window pane and sheltered from that wind. A couple of fast-moving trials, some ups and downs in temperature, but overall, still a pretty mild go of it for this time in January, both tomorrow and Thursday, with weak weather systems in mind. A more significant one could generate our first real measurable snowfall around here between late Friday and Friday night into Saturday morning. It's the vanguard to a pattern shift to a series of clipper systems, increasingly cold and snowier is the outlook heading through the mid to late stretch of this month of January. Sunshine for your Tuesday, becoming windy up to 35. As south wind picks up 15 to 25 and gusty, fair 26 tonight, rising temperatures after midnight. Breezy turning colder late in the day tomorrow, partly sunny in 42. Up to 38 with a partly sunny Thursday, maybe a flurry and a sprinkle. Some rain, sleet, snow, over to some snow between Friday night and Saturday. Highs up to 36 on Friday, stuck in the 20s for Saturday. I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay for Stevie J Broadcasting.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. All right, 7:34 in Champaign-Urbana. Georgia beats Alabama for the national championship. Alabama, of course, has won a whole lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
They won it last year, and they lose this time 33-18. It was like 9-6 after three quarters. I mean, late in the third, 9-6. And you say, well, anybody going to score a touchdown? And then everything kind of exploded. Happens a lot like that. But it's, you know, if you like the Rocky movies, and you remember Mr. T and Rocky in Rocky III, that's the look Georgia had.
I see.
Mr. T looking at Rocky.
I see.
Hungry.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna beat him because they want him bad.
I just see another text coming in on that accident. Looks like it's going to be a while. Ambulance and multiple cops on the interstate. Thanks, Kyle, for chiming in at 359-2255.
Yep, keep them coming if you can tell us, but avoid I-74 going east.
Uh-huh.
And if they're backed up to Muhammad, that's a long
traffic
train.
Traffic being diverted to 57 north.
Just be patient and you'll be there a little late, but it'll be okay. But text in if you got something.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to put that on. By the way, I mentioned Ben Grice, who owns Humble Hog,
yes,
who had a real battle for his life,
right,
with coronavirus and pneumonia.
Right, and then some clots on the lungs and going to different parts of the body then. I mean, but thankfully, over the weekend, he was able to go home.
Yep, he is home in Knoxville, Tennessee. He goes back and forth from Paxton and Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thankful. There was a whole lot of prayer. Continue to pray for Ben. But he's very appreciative of everybody out there thinking about him, praying for him. And it just was a shock that he got that sick.
And he lost like 50 pounds.
Yeah, really, really deep. It's going to be months of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But it, just to get out of the woods here, because there were days we weren't sure. And so Ben Grice owns Humble Hog, wonderful barbecue. He's doing better. And I want to do that update because many of you had responded to that. When we called, his wife Sadie had posted something on Facebook. When we see it on Facebook, it's officially public.
That's
so I went ahead and read that to share that with you. Okay, Brad Underwood, big game tonight. We get Nebraska. It's, again, a road game. We're favored. We got to win, but those doesn't mean it's going to be any. Remember, we played last year, and Io made a shot? I mean, it was like overtime.
Yeah.
I mean, Nebraska on the road, I don't like it. Every game's hard.
I know it.
It's now on to a Nebraska team that is over, but is playing and probably could have won a couple of games pretty easily. They're a team that is a veteran team. They've got a lot of guys that we saw last year in a game that was very difficult for us there. They're one of the top teams in the country in protecting the rim. They'll throw the kitchen sink, I imagine, at Kofi in terms of doubles and triples and whatever. They give up a good amount of threes. But this is a team that is also electric in transition. I think they've got the third fastest length of time. They shoot it very quick. You know, they're led by an Illinois native at the point. Burge is a guy that's very, very talented, very crafty with the ball. And then a freshman that I think is second or third in the country in freshman scoring in McGowan's. So they're a team that is very, very capable. They shoot it. They're one of the top teams in the country in steals. So they're out there in passing lanes. We've got to be ball tough. And as any other game in this league, on the road, they're all extremely difficult and challenging, and we're going to have to play well.
No, he's right. Everything he said is right. It's convincing your players. That's why I like old guys. We have an old team. Our average age of the starting five is 23 years old. A lot of teams' average age is 19 and a half. So older means these guys have been around. They know that Nebraska poses a threat. But the coaches have to say, well, these are guys, and they're 0-5. You know, they're really good. Uh-huh. I mean, that's the danger.
Uh-huh.
You don't want that to happen. So you've got to avoid that by having old guys that understand it, and we've got that. Okay, Andre Curbelo.
That probably won't happen.
Not going to play. You know, there was thoughts he's full practice this week. Brad said, not so fast.
That probably won't happen. I think one of the things that we're finding out with this process is you can take a step forward and have a couple steps back. And everything is predicated for him based on his reaction to how he does in a workout. As we progress forward with his workouts and his conditioning, how he responds. So we'll keep monitoring it. He's had a minor setback, and we'll see what that looks like as we continue to move forward. Everything's based on conditioning with him. It's been a physical therapy process. It's been just starting with a ball and getting back. You know, we can't do anything with him until he gets back in shape. He's obviously been out a couple of months, and so the conditioning piece has been at the forefront of all this and trying to get him back that way as well, so we don't create another injury or another problem. So, but he's done very little in terms of actually putting a ball in his hand. He's done very little.
Yeah, well, good for Brad making sure he's in basketball shape.
That's right.
And Andre Curbelo hopefully will return, but boy, it's been disappointing, certainly no more than for Andre Curbelo,
right.
But expecting a big year and a Naismith preseason, a potential All-American kind of. We're just hoping he's healthy and get him back. I love Damonte Williams. I really think he's a key man.
Yeah.
Well, Damonte's really, really strong. His mindset is that anyway. He's a pretty tough kid. He's, you know, he loves that grit and that grind of doing that. You know, and he's also got then the length and the foot speed to be able to guard perimeter players as well. So, you know, his versatility is huge. And now, you know, as a veteran with a lot of experience, you know, he knows what's coming.
You betcha. Okay. Jeremy Warner asked the questions about the rankings. I thought these are great answers. And, yeah, here you go.
Hey, Brad, you guys haven't been ranked for 6 weeks. I'm sure you don't care about that. But has that been good for your team, despite being high in these analytics? Does that fuel your guys, do you think?
Yeah, I'd probably much rather have the analytics than I would the ranking. You know, we pay more attention to those, and because those are day-to-day. Those change, and those are things that we can really monitor. You know, you start looking at some of these teams, and you start looking at who they've played, and they're 7-0 against, you know, quad fours or whatever, and they got these daunting records. I don't care. It's all going to play out. You know, all I'm worried about is us, and you know, if we get ranked, we get ranked. If not, let's just keep flying under the radar and don't let anybody talk about us. Let them talk about all the other guys that are, you know, that are playing great and doing this. We'll be fine.
It's kind of been a calling card the last three teams here, Brad, that your teams play well after some early setbacks. What do you credit that to?
Getting better. I hope we're coaching them. I hope guys understand that it's. This is a process. It's development. I coach differently in November and December. Most years I do. This year was a challenge, but you know, I always go back to the Rio Grande game. You know, that would have been a day after that game that I would have in November, I would have grinded on our guys because we stunk. And it was, but you get up, you push them, you drive them after a win, which you don't play well. It gets a little bit different in league play, but you got to harden your guys. You got to toughen them up. You got to sharpen them up. And that those things we work on early. We work on a lot of different combinations and try to get it right with our bench and everybody else. So you know, if I had any reason, I'd like to win them all. But I get it. Again, I think it's the process.
Yep. Good stuff. Brad Underwood at the press conference yesterday. I always talk before, day before the next game. So our game tonight, 7:30 on something, Big Ten, I would presume, but I'm not sure. It's at Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. Their team's there now, and they'll go through their stuff that they go through. But, you know, later the game, the longer the day, I think, because they just kind of hang out until they get a play. So 7:30 game. We'll talk more about it, of course, tomorrow. Illinois at Nebraska, and then we'll see if we get Michigan or Michigan's sick and can't come on Friday if they've had to cancel the Michigan State, now Purdue game, which was scheduled for tonight. Michigan has too much COVID, apparently. So,
All right. The game is on the Big Ten Network.
Very good. All right, ESPN 93.5, it is 7:43. I am handing out batteries for a few people today from Interstate Batteries. It's our Stever offer. All you have to do is go to GoStever.com. If you're not a member, you can join and then click accept. And then you'll get an email tonight if you win a brand new Interstate battery, outrageously dependable. It's 9 above 0. You might need a battery. I'm buying you one.
There you go.
GoStever.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
All righty, Georgia is your national champion. They beat Alabama.
The final was 33-18. So Kirby Smart used to learn from...
Yeah, 2007 to 2015, 16, something like that.
Okay.
Hanging out with Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And Nick Saban's done very good against his former coaches, but they lose last night, and it was a tight game. Alabama winning the whole game till the late in the third, and then Alabama's winning 18-13, and you're thinking they're going to, here it goes, and the pick six kind of was the separation. Georgia was up eight with Alabama driving to try and tie it and take a two-pointer to tie the thing if they could get 8 points. And we were looking at possibly overtime. Then the pick six, the guy returned it 60, 70 yards, and that kind of wrapped it up.
Huh.
So quite a ball game. And Georgia Bulldogs are your national champions. And I looked at it and I said, you know, we're a little bit far from this game, but maybe someday Illinois can compete and be in that upper echelon. That's why I was hoping they could expand the field to 12, because 12 seems to me to be a lot more doable than top four.
Right.
But we'll see. I think Illinois football arrow is up. First order of business, get to a bowl.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of baby step us into the better bowl.
We had some of our listeners checking in yesterday saying they were running over to Indianapolis to work the game.
Yep.
So, interesting. In case you want to chime in, if you were over in Indianapolis.
We have a few people around here that do that kind of work.
Exactly.
So appreciate that.
359-2255. Always love hearing from folks. We have Illinois junior center Kofi Coburn as the Big Ten Player of the Week, averaging 26 points and 14 rebounds, coming into this game tonight against Nebraska with a 7:30 tip-off. He's sharing the award with Wisconsin's Johnny Davis.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Johnny Davis is pretty damn good.
I know that.
At 37 against Purdue, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of Purdue, they were supposed to face Michigan tonight. They're ranked Purdue's number 7. But, of course, Michigan going through the health and safety protocols. We're not sure whether they'll be our next game or not.
I hope so.
Michigan State at number 10. Wisconsin at 13. Ohio State 16. And our Illini number 25.
Where's Purdue in that thing?
Number 7.
7, okay.
So
they dropped a little bit, didn't they?
Right. They used to be 3.
Right. So they went to 9, now up to 7.
On top is Baylor at 15-0, Gonzaga, UCLA, Auburn, and USC round out the top five. Rutgers and Penn State also in action tonight. Last night, Celtics over the Pacers 101-98 in overtime. Charlotte over Milwaukee's Bucks 103-99. Detroit is in Chicago to face the Bulls tonight. Blackhawks in Columbus in NHL action.
Okay, if you have a pet question, we talked to Dr. Todd on Tuesdays, our veterinarian friend. Anything for your dog, your cat? 217-359-2255. It's 7:48. Check your weather and get Dr. Todd. Stand by.
When you're always on the go, you feel good. Being dressed ready to show where your unique style shines and where you feel absolutely fabulous. But where do you get such amazing finds? Why, at Prairie Gardens, of course. Many new styles you'll like at prices you'll love, with a selection that changes to keep up with your style. So dress to impress with your style anew, only at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and a boutique as unique as you.
UC Bank is committed to the communities we call home. Since we first opened our doors, we have reinvested in neighborhoods, one project at a time. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Where do you go when you've lost hope? Hi, I'm Irvin Williams, Executive Director of Restoration Urban Ministries in Champaign. We exist to meet the needs of the hurting in our community. We provide transitional housing, a food pantry, and programs for teens and adults. We've been doing it more than 28 years, but it doesn't happen without you. Would you consider making a gift to help provide a path of hope for those who need it most? For more details, go to RestorationUrbanMinistries.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois and vicinity. Cold one to start, but moderation later today, but a bit windblown, so shelter accordingly. A couple of fast-moving troughs, little if any organized moisture anticipated. Matter of fact, through the middle part of the week, a little bit of an uptick on temperature readings. Next significant system will come out of the southern plains, race up the Ohio. That's usually a pretty favorable setup for mixed moisture over to snow. We'll keep an eye on that between Friday and Saturday. Then winds will shift in up a lot from the north and northwest, and a series of clipper systems on the move for next week. That means a little more snowier and certainly a colder weather pattern. Here comes January over the second half of the month, weather-wise, accordingly. But in the meantime, enjoy the sunshine. Stiff south wind, though, 15 to 25, and gusty as the day wears on, up to 35. Not so cold tonight, 26 at rising temperatures after midnight with a fair sky. Breezy turning colder late in the day tomorrow, but not before partly sunny skies and 42-degree readings falling a bit later in the afternoon. A couple of sprinkles and snowflakes for the day on Friday, partly sunny and 38. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I might be waggy, but I want to play. Well, every Tuesday we talk to Dr. Todd Likens. He's got his mobile office going right now. I-74, we've talked about, is caught in an accident near 74 and 57. Anyway, you're sitting around, aren't you?
Well, I finally made Lake of the Woods Road, so I got off there, and it was, you know, I'm beginning to move now, but it was man, it was just far enough up, so I got on. I got trapped.
Well, we appreciate the heads up. We'll try and share that. Maybe others won't get trapped because we get the information out there.
That's so right.
Appreciate that. Well, it's winter time. I bought salt that was pet friendly because some of that salt isn't good for the paws,
right?
Correct?
Absolutely. Right now, you should be keeping a damp cloth by your door, and you take them for a walk. You need to wipe their feet off when they come in because the salt's an irritant. And you may see them licking their feet. That's maybe because a little bit of a salt burn.
Mm. Well, and Saturday was like instant ice, you know. It was really tricky, and I was afraid Charlie's going to, he's not super strong anyway, and I thought he was going to wipe out. We put salt down, he could go outside and follow his little path to the backyard, but it got slick in a hurry, and dogs are affected by that.
Oh, yeah, that's a big, they tear up their knees a lot with that. The cruciate injuries come into play there. When I was going home after work Saturday, all three dogs fell coming out the back door to get in the car.
Man.
So, I mean, it was definitely slick.
Well, it's called cruciate. I mean, Charlie pulled out chasing a squirrel back in the day.
Yep, that's the most common orthopedic injury. You know, the cruciate ligaments, they're just like little ropes in there in an X pattern. And when they torque that, they can tear those things. Mm. And then we're talking a major surgical repair.
Yeah.
Good idea to have pet insurance because of things like that.
You told me about Embrace, and I openly say I've got Embrace insurance, and it's in this day and age, it doesn't take much to rack up a few thousand dollars in costs, and they'll pay after 1,000 deductibles, what I have, they pay the next nine, and you're going, there can be no 9,000. Actually, yeah, there can. So it's worth it. I'm paying like $17 a month or something, or not very much.
Yeah, I feel like you get your money's worth over the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you want it in that first year because I swear puppies always try to kill themselves by eating things and running out in the street. And then the risk goes down for a few years. But then in their older years, it helps. They need arthritis medications and things. Then I just feel over the course of a lifetime, the insurance pays.
Yeah. Dr. Todd, as far as temperatures go, is there a barometer or a chart or something I can follow?
Yeah.
Rule of thumb?
Yeah, charts online, but the smart thing is if it's too cold for you, it's too cold for them.
Okay.
That's kind of what the rule I do.
You know, we're in the new year. A lot of us are watching what we're taking in, and it's the same for our animals, too, as far as switching out the food and maybe being more healthy. Got any advice in that department?
Animals generally are at their highest weight about the end of February because they've been dormant like us, and then they bored and they eat too much. So, yeah, calorie restriction at this time of year is a good idea. They tend to lose the weight in the summertime because of the heat. They don't eat as much. But, yeah, definitely watch how much they're eating if you feel they're gaining weight. Same thing like when you get them spayed or neutered, the metabolic rate changes dramatically. So you got to watch how many calories they're eating right after the spay or neuter. It's going to be less than what they were before they were neutered.
Well, and we're in a unique situation with our big boy, Charlie, bless his heart. He's toward the end. And so now I just try and feed him what he'll eat. I mean, Charlie used to eat the kitchen sink. And now Charlie is very picky about what he eats. But at this point, I just need to get him calories, don't I?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's life's goals change. I mean, give me a diabetic and I'll want to put him on special food that blunts the curve. But it's more important they eat than anything. So if I have to give him a higher glucose index type food, that's what I do, because they have to eat or you'll lose them.
Yeah. In any event, you're the best. How do people connect with Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby, and Champaign?
Well, my mobile office, you can reach me by texting 217-355-5051. And I get a helicopter next time I go to a traffic report, right?
Yeah. That's you got the space at the farm for a chopper. Tell Gina, you're buying a chopper. That's what you need. Hey, I appreciate you, bud. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, see you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, a Pet Pro, 217-355-5051.
Okay.
And, you can reach him, and they're very responsive at the text line, particularly.
And caught up in the traffic today. We had heard the accident just before Prospect Avenue on Interstate 74 headed east. That's why traffic's backed up. They're diverting traffic to 57 north. So quite a situation in case you're getting snarled in that. I'm sorry, and thanks for listening.
Well, and just know there's nothing, not a darn thing you can do about it, and you're going to be a little late, and that's okay.
That's right.
Because there's nothing you can do, so don't stress. There's too many things stressed about these days. Okay, are we nearing the end, please, of Defund the Police? Former law enforcement officer, leading attorney now, Lance LaRusso, is going to pop on with us, and hopefully that whole thing is calming down, given the results of that brilliant idea. Back down police, crime goes off the charts. Not rocket science, but I guess it had to happen so people realize that wasn't such a great idea, was it? So we'll get into that coming up. Glad you're listening. Illinois plays tonight, 7:30. Illinois at Nebraska. We're top of the Big Ten with Michigan State at 4-0. We will be rooting for our Illini tonight.
And just came into the rankings at number 25.
Number 25. Okay, we'll be right back. 7:57, ESPN 93.5.
When selling your home with Ryan Dallas Real Estate, nothing is left to chance. This is Ryan Dallas with Ryan Dallas Real Estate. As the most trusted name in local real estate, my team goes above and beyond to get you results. It's what makes our team number one in homes sold and number one in client satisfaction year after year. We outsell the competition and outperform for you. Put your trust in the team that gets proven results, Ryan Dallas Real Estate. Visit us at RyanDallasRE.com.
Welcome back to Trucker Lives Matter, brought to you by GFT. Jeff, you're on with Dixie.
Oh, yo, man, I've been driving for this bibbity-bibbity get truck company, and every dang old propane accessory. I tell you, man, what is it about? Boom-bitty-boom-bitty-boom, man, it's going to like blow me up or something. I mean, man, come on, 10-4.
Oh, Shug, you need to call GFT, 765-793-7131. They do not haul hazmat, and their drivers don't fingerprint freight, just good, clean hauling. Peggy, you're on TLN with Dixie.
Hi, Dixie. Since our son Bobby grew up, I sit at home waiting on my husband Hank to get home. I sure would like to see him more.
Girl, you know what I mean, and I have a solution. GFT has a great home time policy and a rider program so you can go with Hank if you want. Just call 765-793-7131 and tell him Dixie sent you. That's GFT at 765-793-7131.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
My name is Major Randy Summit. I'm with the Salvation Army. And with our mission here of serving those in the name of Jesus Christ without discrimination, if you could help us out, people who can financially support us for all the programs that are going on, our Veteran Service Program, which helps veterans in need throughout Champaign County, our Title 20 Program, which helps people with job training assistance and those who have been incarcerated getting back on their feet, of course, our rent and our utility assistance, it's one of our largest, that being our food pantry. If you can give to the Salvation Army, visit our website at sachampaign.org.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
You're listening to WS.